Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here today. Life can pull us in a million different directions. Work, family, responsibilities, and the unexpected curveballs we didn't plan for. On days like that, kindness can feel like the hardest thing to give. And yet, it's in those exact moments that God invites us to reflect His love in the simplest ways. Today, we're looking at Galatians 6:9, and it's a reminder to keep sowing good, even when we feel weary. Together, let's talk about the quiet strength of kindness and why your small acts matter more than you may realize. Let's take a deep breath. Say this prayer with me. Lord, thank you for reminding me that even when I feel drained, you provide the strength I need to keep going. Help me not to grow weary in showing kindness, whether through my words, my actions, or even the grace I give myself. Open my eyes to the opportunities to sow seeds of goodness in both big and small ways. And when I feel like my efforts don't matter, remind me that you see it all and that you are bringing a harvest in your timing. May my life reflect your love, even in the midst of chaos. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse, Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. Some days, kindness feels impossible. You're tired, you're stretched thin, and you're overwhelmed by the endless demands pulling at your time and energy. Maybe your patience is running low, and the idea of offering grace to others, or even yourself, feels like too much to give. But Galatians offers us a beautiful reminder to keep doing good. Even the smallest acts of kindness matter more than you may realize. A kind word, a listening ear, a thoughtful text to someone who's hurting. They all ripple out in ways you can't always see. Sometimes, it's hard to see the impact of your kindness right away. The world might feel chaotic and thankless. And you may wonder if your efforts make any difference at all. But don't stop planting those seeds. God is at work behind the scenes, nurturing what you've sown and growing it in ways beyond your sight or timing. In the midst of life's messiness, kindness, both towards others and yourself, is kingdom work. Maybe it's forgiving someone who's wronged you, or simply being gentle and patient with your own thoughts and emotions. These small acts reflect the love of your King. Shining light into dark and chaotic places. The harvest of kindness might come quietly or come later, but it will come. Keep sowing with kingdom faithfulness, trusting that God sees every effort and every tender moment. Your heart, even when weary, is still planting seeds of love that will bloom. That's the power of kindness in chaotic seasons. It's a reflection of God's unending love made real through you. Father, help me not grow weary of doing good, even when I am tired. Let my acts of kindness reflect your love, Give me strength to serve in small ways. Grow something mighty from small seeds I plant. Help me see kindness as kingdom work. In Jesus' name, amen. But I want to leave you with today. What small act of kindness can you offer today, especially if you feel stretched? I want you to write it down, and then I want you to follow through. Reflect on how it touches your heart or someone else's. Now, friend, I hope today reminded you that kindness doesn't have to be grand or flashy to make a difference. God takes the smallest seeds you plant and multiplies them into something greater than you could imagine. Don't give up. Even on the days when you feel unnoticed or unseen, don't give up. He notices, He sees, and He promises a harvest in due time. If this message encouraged you, I'd love for you to share with someone who could use a reminder that their small acts matter. And as always, thank you for walking this journey with me. Until next time, keep sowing seeds of love in the middle of the chaos. You are shining His light in ways the world desperately needs. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.